Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the podcast today. It is the 23rd day of April 2021. Thank you so much for coming along with me for a little bit this morning as we talk about the word appreciate. I keep getting these one-word ideas, and I was listening to something last night that sparked this because it was talking about, can you think of three things that you take for granted and appreciate those things more? And so definitely there's things that God has given to us that we do not want to take for granted. Earlier this morning, as I was sitting with the Lord, I use my iPad. A lot of times I go on iTunes and I listen to some music, spend some time in worship and prayer. And this morning was really special. And as I got up and set the iPad down, I just looked at it and just had a fresh new appreciation for all that God has made available to us through technology. You know, like this podcast is being listened to in other nations, other countries, and we bless you from the United States of America. But I had this great appreciation for all that God has made available to us in worship music and in services and in the teachings, all these things from His Word. And I kind of got a little bit teary-eyed in gratefulness and thankfulness. So let's look at the definition of appreciate as we start out. It says to recognize the full worth. And when we appreciate something, we are ascribing to it what it is actually worth. And we want to be appreciative people. I definitely felt like we need to show some appreciation to God for all that He has given to us. And the one that just stood out today is the Holy Spirit. You know, where would our Christian life be without the Holy Spirit? I mean, I believe we would have salvation through Jesus, but you know, we encounter the love of God through the Holy Spirit. We encounter His presence through His Holy Spirit. It wouldn't be complete without the Holy Spirit. So where would we be without Him? Even as it says in the book of John, He says that He will lead you and guide you into all truth. He is the Spirit of truth. So even our understanding of the Word of God and going in deep into the mysteries of the Word of God, it's made possible through the Holy Spirit. So I definitely want to express my appreciation to the Holy Spirit. Think about Jesus and how He has changed our life. Can you think about what you were before you came to Jesus Christ? Or can you think about all the different breakthroughs and the things that He has brought you through, His faithfulness, and the way that He has changed us from what we were to what we are now to what we will become? There's just a lot of appreciation, you know, for the power of Jesus and His name. I thought of this one scripture that is found in Luke chapter 17. It's of the 10 lepers, and it begins with verse 11. It says, now as Jesus went to Jerusalem, He was passing through Samaria and Galilee. He entered a certain village, and there met Him 10 men who were lepers, and they had to stand afar off. When they saw Jesus, they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And so when Jesus saw them, He said to them, go, show yourself to the priest. I like this because it was just in the command, obeying the command, that it says, as they went, they were cleansed. And so one of them, when he saw that he was healed, he returned with a loud voice and glorified God. He fell down at Jesus' feet, giving Him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And so, you know, how important it is to show appreciation. I believe we each have an appointment at the feet of Jesus of showing Him appreciation and gratefulness for all that He has given to us, and to not take things, not take people for granted. It said, Jesus said to him, arise and go your way, because your faith has made you well. See, this one that returned to show gratitude and appreciation, he received wholeness, spirit, soul, and body, not just healing in his body. But think about it. Now he was able to return to his community. He was able to return to his family. He didn't have to wear the leper's bandages anymore. He didn't have to yell unclean because now Jesus had made him totally well and totally whole. You know what? Jesus is doing that even now. He is cleansing the lepers. And I just want to declare that right now. You may feel like you are distanced from people and the Lord is just telling you, go show yourself to the priest. And maybe that means just show up to the place of worship and present yourself before our high priest, who is Jesus. And as you go, you will be cleansed. That's just a good word right there. Return, showing appreciation for all that he has done for you. Something else that I believe about appreciation, it has to do with things that increase in value. We have farm equipment and we have to show, when we do our taxes, a depreciation schedule. And sometimes, if you're lucky, you will buy a car that will actually appreciate in value. But most of the times, that's not the way it works. You drive it off the lot and it instantly depreciates. But I want to tell you something. In the kingdom of God, things don't depreciate. Things increase in value in the kingdom. We don't have a depreciating God. We have an appreciation, an appreciating God, a God that increases the expanse of his kingdom, and it's just always becoming more and more valuable in the earth, and it will for all eternity. So I've experienced this before in my Christian life, where we actually receive an upgrade in our gifts and our talents and our abilities. And it's like we're operating at one level, and you know what? We don't have to top out or we don't have to diminish. We can actually receive a greater level. We can experience an appreciation of value, or we can experience a new level, an upgrade in our gifts through the Holy Spirit. And it's through impartation, I believe. And I just want to speak that over you, that whatever spiritual gift mix you have, that you will come into an upgrade, an impartation released to you for an appreciation of the value of your gifts and your talents and your abilities. Amen. We're always crying out more. We want more of you, Holy Spirit. And the Bible says that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. It says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. So begin with prayer and just receive that, you know, as a gift from the Holy Spirit. Yeah, let's just call that forth from heaven. We apply ourselves a lot of times to learning, increasing in learning. And Bible talks about that in Proverbs, you know, that we can increase in our understanding, we can increase in our wisdom, but we don't want to do it apart from the Holy Spirit, all right? We want it to be through his power, through his guiding, his directing, and definitely through that impartation. He can actually give us a whole new skill set. And we see this example in Acts chapter 4. I've experienced this quite a few times in my life. Peter and John had done a miracle in the early church, and they were brought before the religious leaders, who were basically grilling them, you know, for doing a miracle in the name of Jesus. And they told them what's up. I mean, they basically were able to speak with boldness the truth about what God has done through Jesus Christ. Verse 13. It says, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and they perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men, they marveled, and they realized that they had been with Jesus. You see, there's that impartation at work. They recognized the same spirit that Jesus was operating in was on Peter and John, and they realized who they got it from. Peter and John didn't go to the same schools as the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They didn't go to that university. But in Acts chapter 2, they went to the University of the Holy Spirit. And I'll tell you what, Holy Spirit can bring you up to speed. He can give you a skill set and a gift mix that the world cannot give you, because then it is operating through the mind of God and through his anointing. I had something happen to me a few years ago. It kind of goes along with this, because I had posted something on social media, on Facebook, And a lady who led a ministry at that time responded that, oh, she could really use my help. And publicly, I said, yes. I said, let's do it. And you know, God wants our yes to be yes and our no to be no. Here I had publicly responded yes to this woman, not knowing what I was getting myself into. And it was a ministry called Cove Connection under the leadership of Sherry Smith. And it was a ministry to single moms, and many of them had 4, 5, and 6 kids, and often the daddies were in prison. Okay, so I was definitely going into a ministry, ministering to women and sometimes their children that were of a different culture. Okay, they're African Americans. And definitely a different, for lack of a better word, echelon of society. The people who have been born into this world and they don't have much advantage. And in fact, their culture is so absent of fathers. They're just kind of like all one community, not really growing or not really knowing who their daddy is as they grow up. And this has been going on for, I figured out, 2, 3, and 4 generations. This is their normal. This is how they see life. And my perspective, looking at this part of our American culture, was that they were just using the government system and that they could better their lives if they wanted to. Well, I'll tell you what, the Lord gave me a real quick perspective shift on how much He wants just to let them know He loves them. And for them to encounter Him and come to salvation. And what I discovered in this ministry is that Jesus actually shows up a lot quicker and a lot easier. All we have to do is show up and Jesus will show up. He is that ready to reach people who are so disadvantaged. And the other thing that the Lord impressed upon me is that He will never require of them the same thing that He has required of us who have grown up in Sunday school and walked with Christ, you know, 50 plus years and known Him all our life and, you know, served Him for decades. The Bible says to whom much is given, much is required. But the opposite side of that coin is to whom much is not given, much will not be required. He just wants them saved. Okay. And so God gave me a whole new skill set for dealing people who were so unlike me. I didn't get it from any psychology class. I didn't get it from any training. I got it simply because the Holy Spirit is alive and operating in us, and I spend my time with Jesus. So guess what? There is no higher mind than the mind of Jesus Christ. And if we can tap into His mind, I want to go in just a little bit different direction right now and talk about what God does in our minds. This fascinating passage of scripture is found in Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. It says, "There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, a branch shall grow out of its roots." Now, this is talking about King David's father and the lineage to Jesus Christ. So this is a prophecy about Jesus. And then this next verse, 11 verse 2, is the seven spirits of God. This is referred to as the seven spirits of God. "The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon Him," Jesus. "The Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord." So you have the Spirit of the Lord, wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, knowledge, fear of the Lord. What is so fascinating to me about this is that 5 of these spirits have to do with our mind, His mind. Okay? Wisdom, understanding, counsel, knowledge, and the fear of the Lord. And what is so precious about this is that the New Testament actually says that we have the mind of Christ. Now, I'm not saying that we become God or that we become equal to God. I'm just saying that there is wisdom and knowledge that is accessible to us through the Spirit of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, it says, "Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love Him." God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man, except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God, except the Spirit of God. And then here's the point of it all. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have freely been given to us by God. And then it's in verse 16 where it says, we have the mind of Christ. So it's entirely possible that we can receive downloads from the Holy Spirit, from the mind of God, so that we will know the things that Jesus knows. This is what they were seeing in the disciples in Acts chapter 4. This is what Jesus wants to release to each one of us, even so that we can get an upgrade, an appreciation in our gift mix. I'm not saying don't go seek higher education, because God rewards that. But man, we definitely need the power of the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 1, Paul prayed, I pray that God will give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God. So again, why is this so important? I just want to tag this on at the end. You know, there's a lot of depression. There's a lot of mental battles that people are going through right now. And there's even an increase of that in the world and in the culture with everything we've been through in the past year, close to a year and a half. But based on these truths, we're kind of without excuse, okay? Because if we can have the mind of Christ, then whatever mental battle we are going through, God can help us get out of it. He can help us to think differently. And we'll end with this one verse that's found in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, where it says, do not copy the patterns and the behavior of this world, but be transformed. Let God transform you by changing the way you think. And so, Heavenly Father, we thank you so much. And we appreciate your mind, God. We appreciate that through the prophetic gifts, God, you let us know what is in your heart and in your mind. God, we seek those. Your word says that we should desire prophecy. We desire the spiritual gifts, God. Holy Spirit, I thank you for the way that you work in our lives. And I pray for each one listening that they would receive an upgrade in the gifts, God. I pray that the gift in them would appreciate and go up in value. I pray, Father, that you would give your people the mind of God, the mind of Christ, that we may know the things that have been freely given to us. And Father, we just pull down those strongholds, those fortresses in the mind, God. We call those to come down. Yeah, all the ways that the patterns that we believed maybe even for a long time, we pull those down, God, and we declare your truth, God, that causes people to know you and to know your heart so that we can represent you well to the world. God bless you. Until next time.